CCPC seizes expired goods worth over 55,000 kwacha on copper belt. Kolonga residents cry out over water crisis. And in African news, a Libyan militia commander faces ICC over Tosha allegations. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has seized goods worth over 55,000 kwacha during inspections conducted across the copper belt and surrounding districts. CCPC Provincial Investigator Victoria Katongo says the operation conducted between 7th and 15th May this year targeted traders in Lufuanyama, Masaiti, Chililabombwe, and Mpongwe. She says officers have removed expired food products, detergents, and lotions from shelves, with the confiscated goods later disposed of. Ms. Katongo has since urged consumers to check expiry dates, ingredients, and product labels before buying goods. She has also warned the traders against the selling expired products, stressing that all goods must be properly labeled in English according to Zambian law.
Between 7th and 15th of May 2026, the Commission conducted inspections in various districts in Lufuanyama, Masaiti, Chililabombwe, and Mpongwe district, where items worth 55,451 were seized from various traders. These items that were seized were expired and they've been disposed of. The Commission would like to encourage members of the public to check the expiry date on the product before they make a purchase. There were various food products and detergents, as well as lotions, different products. The commission, during the inspections, the commission sensitizes the public, the traders, not to sell products which are expired.
Residents of Kolonga area in Mukushi district have expressed concern over the lack of clean and reliable water sources in the community. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Sebastian Chanda and Kalunga Chibuye say the area mainly depends on shallow wells for water, a situation they described as challenging, especially during the dry season. The residents explained that most of the wells are dry up around October each year, leaving many households are struggling to access a safe and clean water for domestic use. They have since appealed to the government and other stakeholders to urgently intervene and help provide a sustainable water supply system for the community.
I'm
Residents of Chipata compound in Lusaka have expressed concern over the poor state of toilets in most bars and taverns in the area. The residents say many drinking places operate with only one toilet shared by both men and women, a situation they described as unhygienic and unsafe. They further note that some toilets are not cleaned regularly and do not meet the basic sanitation standards, a development they say is putting the health of customers at risk. The residents are now calling on relevant authorities to compel bar owners to construct separate toilets for male and females in order to improve hygiene and protect public health.
If I tell you, check the toilets behind are filthy, and I wonder where these people go when they need to ease themselves. How can they use in such toilets? If I tell you, check properly, you will find that the place is unbearable.
They are bad, my toilets in the Piapo, Kotimuyanga, and Pamuyona. They are cooking a toilet, but in view of the demands of a baby tea and dinner. And I'm going to hang an app. Because my toilet, they are going to be a chicken ammo. Tamitundo, Tunda, Yamitundo, Manunga, Wip, Reverend Genamo.
Residents of Kasanta Ward in Kapirimbonji have thanked government for implementing the free education policy, school feeding program, and the construction of a health post in the area. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the president says the initiatives have improved the lives of many people in the community. However, they complained about the lack of network towers, saying many residents are forced to climb hills and trees to access mobile connectivity. The residents also cited water shortages and problems with solar panels at the health post as major challenges affecting the area. They have since appealed to aspiring leaders to prioritize the concerns once elected into office.
Aba tu tongere kwa ambako ti muni yimo njomu vele kwa botu wana muri mumu kwa jitura jigoro asoba jigoro vio jesu baji bamburure
tu ambako ti mutonerele maningi ugapiri ikasanta wati.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati, it's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right, Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamenta Landida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg delele to 50.